This is Jesse Goldberg Strassler, and I'm joined by Lansing Lugnuts catcher Santiago Nessie. Santiago, it's your first season with the Lugnuts in the Midwest League. How are things going?
Well, right now the team's a little bit struggling. You know, we're trying to work hard and show up to make the adjustment, you know, to get that win to take us out of that bad losing streak, you know. We try to get a win and get a good win streak.
The first thing that we notice, the first thing that everyone notices, the weather. There's been snow, there's been rain, it's been cold. How tough is that for you as a catcher?
Well, for me, I think it's not that bad like for the other guys, because I'm always like moving, you know, I'm pitch by pitch, I'm right there working with the pitcher. It's not that bad for me, but I cannot tell that it's bad.
When did you find out that you would be playing for Lansing this year?
Just the last day of the speed training.
The very last day?
Yeah.
Was there a list posted or did somebody tell you?
No, they posted. Okay. They post a line up there, like a roster there, and they know, so everybody know where they're going. You know?
You're working your way up the Blue Jays system. You were signed out of Caracas, Venezuela. What was that like when you signed your major league contract?
Well, that was exciting. You know, that I was working for that for a long time. And, you know, that was I remember that day like was yesterday, you know. Yeah. That was amazing for me, for my family too, you know. Mm-hmm. I signed my contract in my house with my family there. And it was amazing, amazing.
How many people were there in your house that day?
A little bit of people, you know. It was my mom, my dad, my actual wife, you know, my brother. The guy who I practiced with, mm-hmm, was there too, the Blue Jays guys. Tony LaCava was there.
Were you nervous before you were signed when scouts were watching you?
You know what? In the beginning, yes, I was nervous, yes. But it's a point like you always see that, you know, you get in touch with that, you don't feel any nervous anymore.
So after you were signed to the contract, what was the first team that you played on for the Blue Jays in the minor leagues?
I played in Dominican Summer League, you know, in 2010. That was a very good year. I remember really good that year. I learned a lot about that year, you know.
What's the difference between playing baseball in the Dominican Republic and playing baseball in Venezuela?
Well, you know, back in Dominica, they don't have, like, fans, really, you know. They just, like, the people, they just put us in, like, in the situation, we just need to focus on baseball, you know. Back in Venezuela, if we talk about winter ball, we got a really good teams there. Like, I play for the Tigres de Aragua back home, and the crowd is amazing. Almost every day is sold out, and it's good.
Is the biggest game that you've ever played in winter ball in Venezuela?
The biggest
one? Yeah, most important game.
You know, I don't play in Venezuela from 2010, so that year, it's a really good game there that was sold out. But I think every game for me is important, you know.
So in 2010, you played in the Dominican Summer League. What then after that?
After that, in 2011, I played rookie ball back in Florida, the complex, Blue Jay complex. 2011, last year, I was between Bluefield and Vancouver. And last year was a really good year for me and my teammates. Back in Vancouver, we won the championship. And it was amazing that, you know, some players spend the whole career, they never win a championship. So that was a really good experience for me.
You began the year in Bluefield. And so the promotion up to Vancouver, joining a team that was on their way to the title, what was that like?
You know, when I first get there, you know, I'm trying to, like, start to talk with the pitchers, you know, start to get in touch with the guys, you know, because they already have their routines, all the stuff, you know. And I try to know everybody, you know, to feel comfortable in the field, you know. But after that, everything was good.
As a catcher, it's true, you have to get to know the pitchers to work with them on the mound. Is that tough for you to get to know different kinds of guys?
You know, it's a point that just get easy, you know? Like, you just catch each everybody, and you just know everybody, and you don't think about, you know? You just know everybody different, what works for some guy, what doesn't work for another one, you know? You just know that as soon as you start catching every day.
Speaking with Lugnuts catcher Santiago Nessi, after Vancouver won the championship, how did you spend the winter?
Well, I went back to Florida. You know, I went to Florida to instructional leave for 5 weeks. After that, I come back to Venezuela. I just spent time with my family. You know, my parents just moved to Florida, and I got married in Venezuela, and I just moved here with my parents too. So I'm living right now in Florida. I would like to come back to Venezuela. You know, I would like to play winter ball there this year. Let's see what's going to happen next, you know.
Now, how do you find out which team you play for in winter ball in the Venezuelan leagues? It's a very tough, competitive league.
Yeah, you know, that was funny because I signed when I was 14 years old back home. I remember my dad was really excited, like, you're going to play baseball, you're going to play baseball. And I just want to, you know, I was a little kid and I have no idea how the baseball, professional baseball is, you know. And it was a new life for me as soon as I signed my contract. I remember I signed my contract with Leones del Caracas. After that, in 2010, I got traded to Tigres de Aragua. But it's you know, it was funny because I was the youngest guy in the team.
You're 14. How old is everybody else?
Everybody else is like was like 20, 22, 25, with kids and all that stuff. And you know, that was funny. That year, I remember we went to the playoff. I can't remember anymore what happened. I know we won't win the championship. But that was a really good year. We're really good excited. We was a 22 winning streak.
22 straight wins.
Yeah. And that was a good year. I remember that year really good. The teammates. A lot of guys that was in that team with me, they're on the big list right now.
Like who?
Gonzalez, the infield for Houston. Marwin Gonzalez, I remember, was there.
You broke up the perfect game earlier this year.
The catcher, I remember the catcher that year was the catcher who played with Tampa Bay last year. Lobaton.
Jose Lobaton.
Jose Lobaton. He was a year two there. A couple guys like those guys was there in that team.
The interesting thing to me is you were signed at the age of 14 to play ball in Venezuela, then signed by the Toronto Blue Jays not long after that. Yeah. Meanwhile, you have a younger brother. I think he's 11 years old. Yeah. He's now here in America. If he wants to play baseball, it's going to be entirely different for him getting into professional baseball.
Yeah, you know, for him, it's going to be different because he's right now here. He's going to be in, like, in the college system, all the stuff, in the draft system. But I think it's going to be better for him. You know, different was a good experience for me. I've changed my life. My life changed completely, you know. Like, I became a man so young. And I think I don't enjoy that age too much, you know.
Would have liked to be a kid a little longer.
Yeah. You know, but, you know, things happen because of reason. So if girls want to do like that, things like that, happens, you know.
What have you learned about baseball since signing with the Toronto Blue Jays in these last couple of years?
A lot. You know, every day you learn something new. Each pitch, each game. You know, we're in a process that we're learning every day. So, you know, just work hard every day.
So what's the next thing that you're working on trying to improve right now?
Catching, hitting, everything. Everything, I mean. To get to the big leagues, you know, you need to work hard. You need to work hard. Everybody need to do it. And like I said before, you need to learn every day something new. So you work in the stuff and every day get new stuff to work, you know. So you never get like in a point like, you know, it's going to work. You never know. You're always learning.
Was there something that maybe a coach said, somebody else said to you about baseball that has stuck with you, that you've remembered as you've kept on playing games through these seasons?
I remember my first hitting coach back in Dominican. Right now, he passed away in 2010. Car accident. His name is Luis Rodriguez. I remember him like every single day, you know. He always say, stay back and use your hands. That's what I try to do, like, always. That's like my mentality when I go to a play. Stay back and use my hand. And I always got him in my mind, you know, like, stay back and use your hand. That's it. Just see the ball and hit it.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
Why did your family, why did you, your wife, your parents, your younger brother, why did you move to, from Venezuela to Florida?
That was my parents' decision. You know, they have their mentality, so I respect that. I think they're looking for something better for my brother. Like, if we talk about schools, we talk about baseball, all the stuff, the country's way better. I mean, I love my country. Right now, it's in a situation there that is not easy. I think they was looking for something good for my brother to grow up in a good system, you know, grow up with good people around him.
Well, we wish him and your parents the best, and we wish you and your wife the best. And as this year goes on, best of luck, Santiago.
Thank you very much, and thank you for the opportunity to be talking here with you.
Santiago Nessie, Lansing Lugnuts catcher. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This is Lansing Lugnuts Baseball on Big Country 92.1.